SpaceX Dragon capsule successfully touched down in the US Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. Private Enterprise has now successfully attempted the first manned return trip to the International Space Station by a commercial space company. This significant moment brings to light challenges faced by international space law in managing competing commercial and scientific interests. Sophie Ellis has more.
SpaceX has successfully landed its Dragon capsule in the US Gulf of Mexico on Sunday following a two-month mission to the International Space Station. The mission has become the first commercial spaceflight to successfully re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley manned the capsule as it became the first returning space endeavour from US soil in almost 10 years. Private enterprise in the space industry has long been predicted, but as the capsule touched down in the waters off the coast of Florida on Sunday, SpaceX was established as a leader in US space travel. This significant moment raises questions surrounding the impact commercial involvement in space may have on international tensions and the commitment to scientific discovery. Stephen Freeland, Professor of International Law at Western Sydney University, explains that current international space law attempts to manage competing military, scientific and economic interests within space travel.
National law doesn't apply to space, so Australia can't pass laws saying what happens in space. Rather, it's managed by international law, a series of treaties and other instruments that set out globally agreed standards, obligations that are all around the notion of space being used for peaceful purposes, for scientific exploration purposes, and increasingly, as you know, for commercial purposes. But space is multifaceted. We're finding increasingly that not only is space becoming more commercialized, but there are greater and greater partnerships, if you like, between private enterprise and governments, so that governments increasingly become paying customers of commercial enterprises. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the SpaceX NASA mission. The government agency is, if you like, a paying customer of SpaceX. SpaceX engages in the development of the technology, obviously in collaboration with NASA, and then provides, in this case, a taxi service, essentially. And that allows NASA, rather than having to expend all of the billions of capital required to engage in that taxi service activity, to use its money for other purposes, scientific and health and other things. And so it's a matter of finding expertise and rationalizing the capital that's required for some of these major tasks.
These partnerships are, in Dr. Friedman's view, not something to be afraid of. He believes the move will produce a unique opportunity for innovation and free up government funding.
If governments can work with private enterprise, let private enterprise develop specialist capabilities, and then governments can be paying customers but not make out the massive payments that they need to actually themselves develop it. That will allow them to utilize their funding, and funding is always difficult, especially in these COVID times. That will allow the government agencies to utilize their funding for their other activities, which will include science and exploration. It's going to be harder and harder for governments to devote money to some of these things. And we saw, for example, the European Union and ESA lower its space budget in recent months because of the COVID crisis. Private enterprise, not only with its smarts and ability to do amazing things, such as what we've seen recently with SpaceX and other companies, but also they have the ability to tap capital markets and gain revenues in a way that will allow investment in things that, frankly, governments perhaps wouldn't have the priority to be able to divert the funds to. So it's a positive, as long as, of course, the activities that are being engaged in are compatible with behavioural norms. And that, of course, is a very important aspect. It's in nobody's interest, none of the big countries and certainly none of the other countries, to go beyond certain lines, because what you do, if you go beyond certain lines and you create consequences that are irreversible, not only, of course, will you compromise your opponent's ability to utilize space, but you also compromise your own ability.
As the world watches SpaceX splash down, so too do we witness a new progression in commercial spaceflight.
Sophie Ellis there with that report.